I started.
Sarah, where is this place?
This is the Coplex Team Room.
Uh-huh, and this is where old Dells come to die? Is that really what this
I'm
is about?
I'm imagining that one.
What are these things
no,
here?
No, actually, if you unplug my phone, it can take out the entire network.
Entire network?
Yeah.
What are these machines here?
Is
this a Win95 farm right here?
What is this? Build server, internal test servers for Coplex.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there?
One runs our development TFS server.
Oh, I forgot to take that.
Yeah? And you guys are agile over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. You're agile. You know how I know you're agile?
How?
Is that you have post-it notes. That means that you're lean and agile.
The day that I figured out to put the post-it notes on the whiteboard, Jim said that I had graduated.
To be,
I was
Jim
to
Newkirk
be
himself
agile.
Said that, that. You know how you can get really agile? Multicolored.
No,
multicolored post-it
much.
Notes.
No, can't handle it.
So how's it going?
Good.
So who are you? I know who you are, but tell the people.
I'm Jonathan Monagle.
Yeah.
I'm a dev lead for the Codeplex project.
Mm-hmm. And still you run at 1024 in XP. How is that working out for you?
It helps make
and
sure
and you lead
that
the team, I understand.
This is my email machine,
okay.
And my IE7
right.
And test
and then
box.
This is looks like an XP machine over here.
No, this is 2008.
Oh, 2000. Okay.
Yeah, Windows 2008.
So you're very minimalist. What is with the low res? You know that the new monitors have smaller pixels.
I7 over here and 1024 over here, because everybody else runs at like 1600, so I make sure that...
So you lower the bar and lower the average?
No. Our user base is still 1024 by 768 is still the most commonly used resolution.
Isn't there an exciting thing if you push F12 on IE, they'll do developer tools and let you resize to 1024? I'm sure,
yes there is.
All right, I'm excited for you.
When I get the 24-inch monitors,
focus in on that right there. Codeplex.com. Start. Cool.
Now I avoided the Vista phase, and I have an update.
You avoided the Vista phase. Vista was just a phase, really.
Wasn't it?
It was death by 1,000 paper cuts.
I avoided the Windows Millennium phase.
Somebody
as
with
well.
Somebody with Windows 7, save me over here, please. There we go. I'm going over here.
And
this is a this is a man. This is a progressive technologist right there. Look at that. That's the vertical mouse, the handshake style.
Absolutely.
I respect you more. And look at that. Look at that. Full res.
Windows 7. Ba-da.
Hi. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Matt Holly, developer on Coplex team.
You work for this guy?
I do.
Yeah? How's that working out for you?
It's pretty good so far.
Yeah?
It's treated well.
And you have multiple computers, multiple monitors? You do all your stock trading here?
Well, that's my personal laptop, and then that's our pair box, or dev box.
Your pair box?
Yeah.
Do you guys pair?
Sometimes.
A lot?
No, not really.
Really?
Not
you just
anymore.
Like to say that on video so people think you're
that's
agile?
That's what they're named. They're pair boxes.
Because you pair on them?
Sometimes.
Yeah. With XP,
earlier.
With the XP
guy.
I missed the pairing? When was the last time you paired?
Just like an hour ago, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What were you working on?
We were talking about what we're going to return. What was that? We returned unauthorized or a forbidden result or something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it lasted an hour.
Yeah.
Very cool. This is very relaxed. This is your feet up.
Thank you.
Is this a break right now?
Now that you're here.
Hi, what are you working on? Is that a Mac?
Yeah, that's a MacBook Pro. I'm running Windows 2008 R2 on it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
R2.
Yeah. It's easy to impress.
It's a newer release. Cool. And what are you working on your Mac?
I'm a tester on Coplex.
Yeah? What was the last thing you broke?
Just now our PPE CDN got busted, so that's what I tested.
He just broke it.
Moving a PDB environment from the...
What is PDB? PDB?
Is all... Staging.
Okay.
Moving it from the Tukwila data center to the Columbia data center.
And then Tukwila is over there with those Dells, or?
No, it's South Seattle.
Yeah, that's
right there.
Our data center right there.
Is that your data center? Is that the Coplex? Yeah. This is the Coplex data center over here?
No, that's our old. That's like when they can no longer be used as dev machines, they go off to be used as build servers or things like that.
So when you have an org like this, this is the org, and you have the build servers, and everybody has that, whether it's Microsoft or whether it's, NASA, they probably have the boxes over there. How do they get backed up? Who backs those up? What happens if one blows up tomorrow? Is that an IT thing or is that a you guys thing?
A lot of the things that we need to make sure gets backed up, and our build servers don't necessarily need to, but we have our lab environment and another building as well,
mm-hmm.
which is where real servers are.
I see.
Actually, if we had our build server there, we'd be able to be doing builds today. So
that was my next question was, what happens if the build server goes down? Is the build server down today?
The build server is down right now.
Is that because it's running XP, or is it?
No, it's because whatever building it's hosted in doesn't have power right now.
Uh-huh. Oh, the building has no power.
Yeah,
because it started getting windy in Seattle.
Yeah.
It took out all the power in one of the buildings.
And whatever the data center that's hosted in our lab.
So the wind has knocked out the power to the build server.
Build server.
Well, our test servers are right there in the lab, if you want to just walk.
We have a small lab in there that we have some.
I'd like to see that. That's cool. Is there power in there? Do we need a flashlight?
Yeah, there is.
No, that one's powered, but that's not where our build server is.
Okay.
It's very loud and cold there.
So what happens if the build servers are dead? Are you going to, use Windows Home Server to restore them?
Well, we just wait until it's back.
Going over to the lab. Oh, my.
So PNG folks and the Cortex guys share this lab. So I think we have about three
these three are yours?
Yeah.
Ah.
And mostly are HP machines.
Okay.
Some of them are Hyper-V, and SQL servers are right here.
And this is for stress testing?
Yes, both performance and functional testing.
Okay. Now, why aren't the build servers in here in Iraq?
We have like a split lab situation here.
Okay.
So this is PNP lab, and build server is inside the EPX lab.
Okay.
Big EPX group. And they have a power outage in that lab. That's down.
And those machines that I was teasing you guys about, are they really a real machine?
They're a real machine, but we just do some kind of a single box environment testing there.
I see. So you can run CodePlex.com on one box?
One box, yeah.
Or you can run it on many, many boxes in a farm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow, that was cool. What are you guys laughing about?
That you have to blur out my phone number if you show the whiteboard.
Oh, I don't think so. Is that your cell phone? I will cover your cell phone number with a TMZ .com kind of censored.
That would censored. Be like an easy way to do feature requests, though.
Call Sarah on the phone.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I was thinking about changing my number anyway.
I'll remove it. Who is this person who's not here working?
That was our support person.
And they use 15-inch monitors.
They used to.
They're not here anymore?
No, support people are over somewhere else.
Oh, so they're in another place?
This particular person's contract ended.
Oh, they're a vendor. I'm just going to spin their chair in a kind of a sad, they're gone kind of a way. We'll just drink that in. Who are these quiet gentlemen in the corner here? Do they speak?
Also testers.
Are you guys testing? Quiet. How's it going? Do they not pay for lights in this section of the building?
Don't go there. Do not go
we
there.
Have this lamp.
They have that lamp?
Yeah.
Is it your interns? Is that what's happening? What have they done to you over here? You do have light if you want it, right?
Yeah, we used to have it, but
okay. It's the power of open source at Microsoft. There's no lights.
No, the thing is, we couldn't find the power switch for these lights over here.
You couldn't find the power switch to these lights?
It's going to steal a lot. That's right here.
No, it doesn't.
That was on?
Oh, it doesn't work anymore. Yeah. Okay, well, this used to... Oh, wait, no, there it goes.
Ooh.
Let there be light.
This is going to increase your productivity by a factor of two. So what are you breaking right now?
So we are going to have a deployment on Thursday. So we are addressing the whole website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a little bit coming up on Thursday, Friday.
And when you guys rev the whole site, do you tell anybody? And is there a version number I can look at in the footer? Or does it just happen?
Well,
I'm going to go look at it on this Windows XP machine over here.
It will just happen.
Go ahead and fire up IE5.5 and let's check it out.
At the bottom.
Oh,
the last
there it is right there.
Yeah, so that's the date that we cut the build. And so when the deployment goes out on Thursday, you'll see this increment.
So you're busting out a new CodePlex release, what, once a month, a couple times a month?
Every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks. Very cool.
How agile is that?
That's pretty agile. Yeah.
That's
pretty agile.
Notes.
It's all the power of the sticky notes.
Yep.
That's cool. And does this, would you call this agile? Or are you doing Scrum or are you doing...
No. Scrum is for lightweights. We use XP.
Windows XP and XP.
Extreme programming. I come from the original roots of Agile.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that that your phone has more memory than your Windows XP machine at this point.
Okay, so you're laughing at this. This is the machine I got when I joined the company 7 years ago.
Are you serious? 7 years ago?
Yeah.
And it's still running?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be over with the build server?
Well, that's why I had to get this machine.
let me blow the dust off the floppy here.
Oh, there's a floppy drive? Well, 7 years ago, I guess it would have.
There you go. Let's,
yeah. And so,
wow, a 10.5-inch floppy. That's really an older computer.
Yeah, that machine I got. And I installed Outlook 2003 on the memory.
You're actually running 2003?
Yeah, I installed Outlook 2003
kind of
when I got it.
Microsoft Luddite? What is wrong with you? Wow, that's amazing. I don't even know what to say. I think we're just going to stop now.
Well, okay, so my laptop
can't tell anyone about this.
Sure, I can. And my laptop has Vista on it, if you want to see that.
No, I don't need to see Vista.
Yeah, okay.
I run Windows 7.
Yeah. Well, I really only use my laptop to remote desktop.
Into your XP machine?
No, my dev machine.
You're an inspiration to us all.
So, but, you know, this machine, all the days that people are telling me, I have to rebuild my laptop, or I have to rebuild my machine, you know, Vista screwed up again. I was always looking at, oh, hasn't missed a beat in 7 years.
That's great. Is it connected to the network, though?
Yeah, well, I don't have a monitor connected to it, so remote desktop.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks, you guys, for putting up with me, and I'll be sure to remove any personal information. And
yes,
we're going to get some IMP stickers over on the Mac over there, too.
And
the Firefox stickers. These belong on the Mac.
Firefox.
We need to cover up the Mac.
Yeah, the Firefox doll, the Mono Monkey... My little, shrine to open source software.
This looks like it's part of the CodePlex server. You might want to...
Well, you know, it's
that
fun.
May have fallen off something important.
Yeah.
Cool. Bye-bye.